Mean Girl is out, Mob Wife era is in, okay?
Hi, this is Cherise Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. In today's episode, I'm looking at the Mob Wife aesthetic, what it is, why it started, and why at times it kind of looks like classicism to me, because some of the comments on this trend or aesthetic or style are a little bit too dismissive and a bit shady to me. So as well as giving my take though on the reaction to this trend, I also wanted to speak to somebody who feels that it's a lot more than a trend. So I reached out to former guest, Brooklyn, New York-based makeup artist Isabel Rosado. She's someone who isn't just a fan of iconic mob wives or girlfriends such as Adriana LaServa, who was a key character from The Sopranos.
We could never come back here, Adrian.
I don't want to come back. I just want you.
Isabel is someone who's worn this style in various iterations since she was a teenager. She recently posted imagery of Adriana on her Instagram stories, and her words were a celebration of the aesthetic. So I thought she would be the perfect person to speak to about what she thinks on how this signature style has kind of been elaborated on and turned into a trend. So look out for Isabel's thoughts in the second part of this show. First of all, let's look at the trend itself through the eyes of social media. I'm going to use the word trend here because I think that's what social media does. It often reduces things to trends or cause, which have a very short cycle. If you go to TikTok and type in the words mob wife, the first suggestions that you'll see are mob wife aesthetic, mob wife makeup, mob wife outfits, mob wife hairstyle, and interestingly, mob wife Hailey Bieber. So that last one is very telling to me because it's also the fact that people are looking to do the mob wife trend, but also kind of look like Hailey Bieber doing it. It really hints at the pure trend of it all to me, which, to go off on a slight tangent quickly, also hints at the appetite for trends, as well as the fact that many of these looks are being imitated by young white women with zero connection to any other ethnic heritage. And I point that out because in the past, when I've done shows, say on the latte makeup trend, often these trends are for the masses, and the masses often consist of young white women. So it's clearly, for me, a trend is something to just play with momentarily. Whatever your heritage, though, I do think it's got to be exhausting to be pulled in all these different directions every other week. I'm not sure if following trends actually helps anyone define their own personal style, but perhaps that doesn't matter to 18 to 24-year-old women who apparently make up the largest TikTok audience right now. Perhaps they just want to play dress up, and I understand that, and who am I to question anyone playing with their image? So let's park that for a second anyway. Let's look at the so-called essential components of the mob wife aesthetic according to TikTok. So if you search, you'll see lots of black, lots of leather, a fur coat, a top knot, sunglasses, designer bag. And when it comes to the makeup, it seems to be dictated that it's a smoky eye, which I'm not sure that's actually part of, say, that the original look when you think of mob wives on television or at the movies. But I'll get into that later with makeup artist Isabel, because she's the perfect person to ask. I have to say, though, just quickly, people want to churn out videos quickly. And when they do, that's often when they gain millions of views. But I do think some little nuance or fact checking wouldn't go amiss. I think I saw one video of a creator and she was saying, part of being having the mob wife aesthetic, you must have an Italian designer handbag. And she's holding a Louis Vuitton, which is from a French fashion house. So perhaps I'm being a little bit judgy there myself, because I know different designers and I shouldn't assume that everybody knows designers' history. But also it points to me that even designer pieces themselves are perhaps less about investing and cherishing and more about consuming, which is what we do with any other trend. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to looking at the trend through the filter of social media, as well as those kind of mainstream clickbait news sites, let's think, you know, Daily Mail, the kind of tone that's coming through, and this is where I mentioned classism earlier, there's this tone that's coming through that hints at a grotesque aspect to this trend. We're seeing phrases such as filthy wealth, implying that, of course, these women, the mob wives that we see, are women who don't do anything but live off their partners or husbands, who, of course, work in crime and do dodgy dealings. And of course, the American mafia is organized crime. So I get that. Obviously, many of the movies and TV shows we've watched growing up, if it's about the mafia, it's going to be about crime. It's not like they're all, you know, flower arranging and baking cakes. But I just feel there's a vibe that comes through in many of the videos talking about the mob wife aesthetic. There are just phrases constantly thrown around. I've seen people alluding to, well, why don't they talk about the Russian gangster girlfriends? It's all a little bit too young white girls pointing fingers at other ethnic groups or immigrants to me. And it's a bit off. Some people are considering the trend as a completely preconceived marketing plan set by HBO, which is the television network that has been celebrating the 25-year anniversary of The Sopranos this month. I mentioned Adriana from Sopranos earlier. This is a show, I think I've watched every episode of The Sopranos at least twice. It is an iconic show for many reasons. It's not just about the women. My favorite character has to be Tony Soprano. I mean,
forget about the way that Tony Soprano makes his way in the world. That's just to feed his children. There's two Tony Soprano. You've never seen the other one. That's the one I want to show to you.
He's the leader of an organized crime group that goes to see a therapist. It's a great show, by the way. Brilliant acting. And there are so many looks in there. Again, don't get me wrong, though. I think TV shows also rely on stereotypes. So I think that's always something we're going to have to deal with when somebody creates their version of a lifestyle or an ethnic group or an organized crime group. Either way, back to TikTok. On Jackie Einar's account, and Jackie, if you don't know Jackie, is an OG YouTuber and creator. First started out in beauty, but has moved into lifestyle, has her own range of lifestyle products. Like, she's one of the ones that has gone all the way up from being a creator. And she made a really short video that simply said,
"Nobody said mob wife aesthetic is in. Nobody said that. Nobody. They made that up. Nobody said that. Not a single person."
And in the caption, she writes, "I blame Zara." And that's the answer that she actually sticks to. So many people in her comments are like, no, it's because HBO has been spending money on a marketing campaign. It's a plant. It's all aimed at getting younger viewers to watch the show. And Jackie's like, I understand that, but I still think it's Zara. Someone who really wanted to try and find out if this was a marketing experiment was Rachel Carton, aka Milk Carton, spelled with a K, on Instagram. She's a social media consultant with a newsletter called Link in Bio. And in her latest newsletter, she talked about whether the trend could be a marketing tactic. And she said that she reached out to a creator called Kayla Trivieri after seeing a video that Kayla had posted on the mob wife trend in the first week of January, which so far has reached over 1.7 million views. Rachel DM'd Kayla and shared screenshots showing their DM conversation. And in that conversation, she asked Kayla straight out, was the video a collaboration with HBO in any way? Kayla replied almost immediately saying, no, I wish I was an industry plant because I've been making content for almost 3 years. Kayla just put it down to timing. And just like Rachel, I believe her. So aside from this HBO theory, there are plenty of other comments, even going back to Jackie Einar's post and other creators' videos, because, hello, hasn't wearing all black and fur coats always been in? Me personally, that is my go-to. Like, if I'm going out celebrating something, I don't know why, black velvet, black lace, black silk always feels just luxe. And I love wearing a black fur coat. For want of a less traditional word, it's glamorous. It's that, but it's also that old school glamour. I feel that perhaps over the past few years, we have changed our rules around dressing up. You know, we spent a couple of years not really going out. So I know many of us are out of practice when it comes to wearing heels, definitely heels with dresses. It's kind of died out. But throughout all that, putting on a fur coat is still an instant dose of luxury. So that alone is just an icon of luxury. Real fur, fake fur. I personally only have fake fur in my wardrobe. That doesn't mean I would never buy a vintage actual fur, but I would never buy a real fur, a brand new real fur, sorry. But I think the fur coat is part of, it's a symbol of luxury, whatever your income is, whatever your background is. So I think that's a really good way to segue into my chat with makeup artist Isabel Rosado, because we're going to talk about glamour in this conversation. Isabel was born in Brooklyn, New York, to a Cuban mother and Puerto Rican father. And here she's going to share her take on the aesthetic of the mob wife. And she also brings in some other trends into the conversation. It's a really good one. So have a listen. Isabel, the reason I asked you to come on is, you know, I've been following you for years and you're on the show probably during the pandemic. And recently you shared on your stories, I think it was like 4 images of Adriana from The Sopranos, one of my faves. Spoiler alert, rest in peace. Like, I just love that you were showing a love for a character, because the mob wife aesthetic has been doing the rounds on TikTok. And as with anything on TikTok, things come, they peak really quickly and it's overload and suddenly it becomes a caricature. So because I know you are a Brooklyn girl to the heart, I was like, let me ask you, what made you, why did you share those pictures of Adriana?
So, you know, with all of these trends that are happening and stuff, I kind of wanted to voice that because I think it's like, it's like a slippery slope. Like, it's like one thing is in one day and one thing's out or whatever. And then like when the clean girl aesthetic thing was the trend, because they're not really aesthetics. I would say they're more trends, right? Because like an aesthetic is like who you are or your culture or whatever. And a trend is more like, you know, wearing fur or something. I don't know. What is it that I wanted to say?
Why did you show Adriana? You said you wanted to...
Oh, so... No, but I wanted to say something about the clean girl aesthetic. So, because tying into Adriana and stuff like that. But I forgot my thought. But the reason I shared Adriana is because I'm just kind of like, okay, this is the new aesthetic that's going on. Like, it's like kind of always been around. Do you know what I mean? Especially like growing up in Brooklyn, like that's how we dress out here, especially like in the cold. When the cold comes around, it's all about the leather pants, like throwing on like a something with fur in it. Like this little like thing that I have on, it's like this little Sherpa like sweater thing, so you can wear it outside, you can wear it inside. It is actually really cold in New York. It's like, I don't even know, it's
I know the New York winters. They're brutal.
I live in an old building, like in a pre-war building, so like the radiator's on like 24/7, but still. So I shared that because I was like, oh, is this really what we're doing right now? That's how I felt. I was like, I've been doing the mob wife aesthetic since I was like, I don't even know, like 15, 16 years old, like in all in different, like it's evolved, right? Yes. So I was like, yeah. And oh, so what I was going to say about the clean girl aesthetic was like that whole thing. Cause like, I don't know if you remember, but they were like, oh, like it's like such a Latina thing because like Latinas, like we wear our hair back with the hoops and stuff, which is very true. Like that's like our go-to hairstyle. Like we wear like, you know, other things too, but like, it's just, oh, it's been around, guys. Come on, hop on board. That was like what I was trying to say when. Yeah. I posted that.
Do you think that it's perhaps just a new younger audience? Because, you know, I alluded to, I feel TikTok more so than Instagram. It really drives trends and it churns them up and it throws them out. So
a lot of people on TikTok are much younger. I think it's probably the youngest app that we have. So they are, they're fine enjoying these things, and they're kind of seeing it almost like dress up, like you would when you were a kid, like going through a box of clothes. But instead, they're literally, almost reminds me of those, was it like these paper dolls that you could put paper clothes on and just,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. I feel like, you know, as you get older, you're like, yeah, that trend came in 5 years ago and it came in 10 years before that. But the mob wife aesthetic for me is way more than a trend. Like you said, it's a way of life for a lot of people. Like you said, you were living that trend or that aesthetic. And I'm guessing the way it changed for you is the more disposable income you had,
mm-hmm.
you were able to elaborate on that look for yourself. But it's never been something that you've picked up and then thrown away and then, oh, it's back in season. And
right. Maybe this is veering off our conversation, but like with social media and like this generation, it's very fast versus like when we were growing up, it was like, oh, like this is it. Like this is in, this is the trend. And the trend would be for like, I don't know, like a year, 2 years. It would be longer. And now it's kind of like a slippery slope because it's, I feel like it's a dangerous game with like consumerism and stuff like that. And like spending your money, like, you know, like what if you don't like have like the resources to like go from the clean girl aesthetic to that? So it's all fun and stuff like that. But the real big message that I want to say to like the younger generation is just like, be yourself. Like, don't like it's fun and stuff like that. It can be dress up because I love dress up, but don't like, don't let this like, these like trends or like aesthetics like suck you in into thinking that you need to do it to be cool. Like just be yourself and like like that'll shine and people will like love you.
I wanted to ask you though, because obviously you've said it's something that you've been doing since a teenager, but so for me, when I think mob wife, even though she never made it, again, spoiler alert, she never made it to being Christopher's wife, Adriana is the one for me. But who was it for you growing up, perhaps, that was the epitome of that kind of glamour?
Okay. Kind
of, I feel like it's almost like a gritty, there's a grittiness to it as well. Like these women were, they weren't necessarily taking shit. Don't get me wrong. Some of them dealt with shit,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like they were quite strong women.
Yes.
Who was the one for you growing up that you kind of admired for their look?
All in all, I think that Carmela is like the dawn of the dawns of mob wives, obviously. I was having this conversation with Jonathan and my fiance, and she's like the epitome of like obviously mob wife because she like dressed in like everything, like she dressed up, she dressed down, even when she dressed down,
head to toe designer, right?
Like her nails done, her makeup done, her jewelry on with her like sweatsuit. Remember like those like sweatsuits and yes. stuff like that. So yes. I think she's like the epitome of mob wife and like obviously like Adriana. But I do have to say that like I feel like it goes beyond that. I feel like somebody like Little Kim can fall into a mob wife. Like Brooklyn, yes. Julia Mafia, like fur, glitz, all the gaudiness.
Shades, the boots, the logos. She loved yeah. the logo.
Exactly.
Head to toe, Dior, Gucci.
Exactly. Yes. I feel like J-Lo, growing up, like J-Lo is like my ultimate like mob wife aesthetic because, again, her too, like she's like a glitzy, like hoops like this. For like hanging out, you know, her fur, her like all of that. Like she's always decked out, the makeup, the nails, you name it, the hair. She always has big hair, always has it done. I feel also too, like someone that is, can be considered a mob wife too, is someone as simple as like Salma Hayek. Like I feel like she's like a chameleon, but she definitely falls into that like, hot, sexy, like fitted trend, like not trends, hot, sexy, fitted, like clothing and stuff. Also like Fran Drescher from The Nanny.
Yes.
I think she,
I only got into her really recently, but the looks.
Yeah. I think she falls into that category too. And it's like all these people that I'm naming, I mean, I guess for the exception of Salma Hayek, all these people that I'm naming, they're like in this like New York culture, or they're from New York. Like in The Nanny, she portrays this nanny from Queens, and she's in the city, and she's like getting accustomed to like the nanny and like Upper East Side life, but she's from Queens, and she's like, you know, I feel like anybody that's like from Queens, from Staten Island, from Bronx, like not just the city, or even like Long Island or like Jersey, like kind of like adapts that personality based on like who you're with. And it's just like that kind of culture. And I'm sure there's like that culture like exists in other parts of the world too, I'm sure. But obviously I'm just speaking from like my standpoint.
I wanted to ask you, aside from all these TikToks that can tell you how to look like a mob wife in 3 minutes with whatever, I want to know for you, what are the kind of the things that make up that look for you? What are your go-tos when you are wearing that style that's always been there for you?
Okay. Well, I feel like this is like my winter style. So that includes a good pair of leather pants, like faux leather pants or whatever leather pants you want. A black like fitted turtleneck sweater, or even like a black shirt with like a little bit of like décolletage like coming through, so that you can put on like your necklaces, your like little like tennis necklace, layering your necklaces, some really nice like gold jewelry, gold earrings, whether it's hoops or like a nice like stud, like a leather jacket, like a leather trench, or like a leather trench with a little bit of like a fur collar or some sort of like shirling vibe to it. For me would be like some black boots. For some people, I feel like it would be maybe like some sort of like animal print. I'm not like that crazy about animal print nowadays. I feel like that was more me like in like 2009, like I was crazy over like cheetah print and leopard and stuff, but it's just not really me anymore. I'm more of like all black or patent leather or something like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like ties into that. And then my hair done, which whether it's in like a bun, aka clean girl style, so silly. Well, like my hair up in a bun, or like blown out, or like even curly.
I've seen you with some, like you just walked off the set of a movie, blowouts, like 100%. And this is like, I'm not talking like last month when the trend took off. I'm talking like 6 months ago, a year ago, when I see you with the blowout, your shades, your jewelry, that to me, it is that look. And for me, it's very luxurious. And I think that's, again, why I wanted to discuss the aesthetic, because when you take these elements apart, you could easily put them on somebody like a Hollywood star, like back in the day, Grace Kelly, or somebody from now. Do you know what I mean?
It's like a timeless look. It's like a look that people were even wearing like in the 50s, 60s, 70s to like red carpets, or just like to leave their house. Like all of these like glorified celebrities that we love, like, oh my God, what's her name? I love her so much. And I'm like blinking out on her name. From the 70s. I'll have to go on my Pinterest and find her.
Please, now I need to know, because there's so many.
Oh my God. Why am I blanking on her? She's so pretty. And she is like the mob, quote unquote, like what we're talking about. Bianca Jagger.
Oh, she's up on my fireplace right now.
Really?
Yes, I'll show you.
Oh my God. Love her. How did I blank out on her name? I can't believe it. Oh, she's so beautiful.
Stunning. Like, I want this to come back, by the way. I spoke about it last week. I want like mini veils and hats and dresses, that glam. And I feel like the mob wife aesthetic, all the elements are glam. The fur, the leather, the accessories, the hair. That is traditional glamour.
Yes, exactly. I 100% agree. 100%
agree. So why has it been named this? I don't know. Is it just a catchy trend for TikTok to, you know, hashtag mob wife?
I think so. Just like it was for like the latte makeups.
Oh my god.
Like again, like the clean girl aesthetic. That's like always been a thing, which is so funny because I feel like, because like my like coming from like a Latina like you know upbringing, the clean girl aesthetic. Like I feel like I would wear that, and my mom would be like, "Are you leaving the house like that? Where are you going?" Like my mom's like my mom's like the quote unquote mob wife. Like you need to be like super decked out. Like something has to be fitted. You cannot be wearing anything like baggy, you know? So I think it's just really, I think that's like really funny aspect too.
I feel like almost things are given the label of trend because the industry just wants us to buy stuff. Because when you mentioned the clean girl look, That can be seen as quite severe because I remember I would always pull my hair back, put earrings in, hardly any makeup. That's actually, it can be seen as quite a severe look. But if you dress it up and call it clean girl, suddenly, you know, we were wearing lip balm or lip gloss to keep things soft and fresh or whatever, but suddenly you can attach a trend to it and suddenly it's buy these products to get that look. When really you probably don't actually need anything extra.
Exactly. Yeah.
As your makeup artist, I feel I have to ask you, would you say there is a mob wife makeup look that's tied into this look?
I would say so. I don't think it's like a cookie cutter one. I think you can make it what you want it to be. But I definitely would say like eyes for sure, like a little bit of eyeliner. Not necessarily a wing, but kind of like a top and bottom, like tight line with like a wash of eyeshadow, neutrals. I feel like it's mainly like browns, but you can also like veer off in like to like the cooler tone world, like whether it's like smoky or a little bit sultry. You can add a little bit of shimmer in there, but probably not that much. Bronzer, of course, blush, but keep it to a minimum. And then I feel like it's all about the gloss. It's all about the red lips. It's all about like neutral colors. So like browns, nudes, that sort of vibe. Like tons of mascara for sure.
Right.
But I will say to tie in this mob wife like aesthetic with the clothes, with the makeup, I feel it's all about your confidence and your attitude while you are wearing this, because like anybody can wear it, but I feel like to feel that, like you have to have that like assertiveness, like hey, I'm here, I feel good in this. It's not about I have this makeup on, like does this makeup look okay, like I feel weird, I have this outfit on, like oh my god, like does this look funny on me. No, that's not it. It's like I feel good in this, I look good in this, I'm ready to go outside, take some selfies with my sunglasses and my blowout. Like that's what it's about.
The I love that.
Attitude. That's what it's about.
So that was Isabel Rosado, and I loved the fact that she raised that point around black girl glamour and how Little Kim was a key example of that trend. It again goes back to my point on glamour and how we all see it differently. I feel like glamour is something we all own differently. For some, it might be a diamond necklace or gold. For others, it might be a fake fur coat. For others, it might be an all-in-one bodysuit. I feel glamour is interpreted in different ways and it's changed over the decades. By the way, I'll be sure to share Isabel's social info in the show notes so you can check out her beautiful makeup work. But as a final point on this trend, I wanted to speak about the fact that it seems to have been born out of the States, New York specifically, in this new iteration. It absolutely connects with a very British aesthetic, that of the council estate. I'm trying to think what you would call those in the US. Would it be the projects? Would it be, I don't know. Housing, it's like government housing, right? So I discovered this upon chatting with my friend Keisha Rachel in the DMs. She's a good friend of mine. And I asked her to just sum up her thoughts because me and her had this conversation and I was like, I can't help but feel that the negativity around this trend is based in classism? And she was like, absolutely. Because there's just this tone, again, where some people are very dismissive of this trend as if it's tacky. So anyway, Keisha's thoughts go like this. As a Londoner, I connect the mob wife aesthetic with growing up on a council estate where a few families flash their status through their outfits and even their home interiors. From the outside, some of these council flats had the same depressing grey look, but when you stepped inside, it was all opulence, marble, gold leaf, thick pile rugs, huge TVs, chandeliers. The wives wore long French tips or red nails with leather jackets or coats. There was not a scuffed boot or trainer in sight. I saw velour tracksuits and blown out hair with striped highlights or a high bun with bangs, plus gold hoops, layered chains and heavy yet flawless makeup. Always, always lip liner. It was never super flashy as they didn't want attention. It was about looking as maintained and put together as possible. They were representing their families. Keisha's words absolutely hit home for me on so many points, especially when it comes to that put together factor. I've said this in the past when I've had guests on from the West Indies or different parts of Italy, and I've said it that when it comes to immigrant families, I really do believe there is a foundation of always looking your best. It doesn't matter how much or how little you had or you have, you always made an effort to look respectable. Clothes were clean, you wore your best. Granted, that is definitely an old-fashioned take to many now, but you can't deny that even today, how we dress is often how we are perceived. If you are going for a job, you are not going to turn up in dirty clothes. You're going to look your best, and I think that is a belief that is rooted in people from immigrant backgrounds or perhaps working class backgrounds. Because while it's easy for anyone on TikTok or social media to put on a coat, put on some makeup, perhaps even put on an accent, but for many people who come from immigrant or working class backgrounds, the way they choose to dress is who they are. It is not a costume that they're just trying on for a video. So that's it. That is my two cents on the mob wife aesthetic. You are going to see countless videos on this subject, and some will make you laugh, some will make you squirm, some will entertain you, some might inspire you to try something. I just wanted to make this episode to put a little bit of conversation out there, because it's very easy to discuss a trend and belittle a certain style, and I don't think that's the same thing. Do you know what I mean? I think there is an undertone when it comes to this trend. So that's why I wanted to put this show out there. Let me know what you think. I will definitely post a poll on the show's Spotify page so you can get involved and let me know your thoughts on the mob wife aesthetic. Do you think it's replacing the clean girl aesthetic? Do you think it makes sense that it's literally just come at a time when everyone's sick of the clean girl look? Let me know your thoughts. You can also contact me, beautymepodcast@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram or X. It's just @beautymepodcast. Also, don't forget, there is a newsletter, beautymenotes.substack.com, and you can always expect to see videos on any episode over on my TikTok, which is @CheriseKenyon, and I'll definitely be creating a couple of videos around the mob wife aesthetic. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a review on Spotify or Apple. I'll see you next time.